In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Maxie Henderson, age 64, of Illinois, formerly of Greene County, died Sunday. He is survived by his wife, Winetta Burgess Henderson, one son and three daughters, all of Illinois, his mother, Lucille Judd Henderson of Greene County, three brothers, including James Henderson of Greene County. Funeral services for Maxie Henderson will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock at the Hirsch Funeral Home in Madison, Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Wilma Catherine Cox, age 81, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital. She is survived by one son, Joe Cox of Campbellsville, four daughters and son-in-law, Charlotte Malone, Melinda Bishop of Campbellsville, Patricia Followell of Elkhorn, Sheila and Randy Gabehart of Niffley, one daughter-in-law, Kay Cox of Campbellsville, 18 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, five step-great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, three step-great-great-grandchildren, two brothers and sisters-in-law, including Charles and Mildred Thompson of Campbellsville, three sisters and brothers-in-law, including Margie and Rodney Cox of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Wilma Catherine Cox will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lyndwood Funeral Home with burial in the Jones Chapel Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lyndwood Funeral Home. Mrs. Margaret Mary Averett, age 92, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at the Village of Lebanon Nursing Center. She is survived by one son, James L. Averett, Sr. of Lebanon, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Margaret Mary Averett will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of contributions to the St. Augustine School Fund or to the charity of your choice. Mrs. Carolyn Mattingly, age 68, of Loretta, died Monday at Springview Hospital. She is survived by her husband, Herbert Jiggs Mattingly, two daughters and their spouses, Elaine and Chuck Clark, and Tammy and Joe Dave Mattingly, all of Loretta, three sons and their spouses, Ronnie and Joyce Mattingly of Springfield, Ricky Mattingly of Loretta, Tommy and Loreal Mattingly of Georgia, one sister of Louisville, three brothers, all of Washington County. Funeral mass for Carolyn Mattingly will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the St. Francis Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 9 a.m. today at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of contributions to the Arthritis Foundation Alliance. Mr. Walter Scott, age 96, of Campbellsville, died Wednesday. He is survived by six sons and six daughters, including Wilbur Scott, Renita Sissel, and Margaret Napier of Campbellsville, Rita Seaburn and Gary Stapleton of Elkhorn, Daryl Scott of Breeding, and Francis Edwards of Perryville, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Walter Scott will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Caldwell Ridge Separate Baptist Church Cemetery with full military honors by the Marion County Veterans Honor Guard. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Marguerite Kessler, age 85, of Greensburg, died Wednesday at Golden Living Center in Green Hill. Survivors include two daughters and sons-in-law, Linda and Tommy Van Arsdale of Greensburg, Becky and Ed Bell of Edmonton, three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, three sisters and two brothers-in-law, Edith Squires of Greensburg, Clydeen and Junior Bagby of Campbellsville, Ann and Tom Mahoney of Elizabethtown, one brother and sister-in-law, Bill and Barbara Lyle of Greensburg. Funeral services for Marguerite Kessler will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greasy Creek Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Friday at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. The family suggests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Green Hill Relay for Life team or to Gideon Bibles. Mrs. Delia Landis Paxton, age 83, of Greensburg, died Wednesday. She is survived by her husband, Walker Lewis Paxton, one daughter, Diane Paxton Martin of Greensburg, three sisters, including Alois Landrum of Greensburg, three grandsons, four great-grandchildren. Funeral arrangements for Delia Landis Paxton are incomplete and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.